Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with Coach Chanel Budd and our special guest speaker today, Maya Tyler. I'm honored to present to you, Maya Tyler. You're going to be very, very inspired by the work that she does. And the title and topic for today is Yes, Widows Do Bounce Back. So let's go ahead and welcome our guest speaker, Maya Tyler. Good morning and welcome, Maya. Good morning. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I believe that Maya's trying to get in. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and tell you a little bit about Maya before we get started. So Maya is an author, creative, thought leader, and entrepreneur. She is renowned for her self-made Next You strategy, which takes a refreshingly relatable and logical approach to putting one's life back together to create a life you can actually love after loss. So let's welcome Maya. Let's see if she can hear me.
There, now is it unmuted. Hi, can
there
you hear me?
Is. Hello, I can hear you, and welcome, welcome.
Awesome.
I was just giving the audience a little bit more about you before we had gotten started. So welcome. You know, I'm very blessed to have you on our show this morning, and I cannot wait to hear more about who you are and some of the work that you've been doing and your story, so your widow's story. So can you go ahead and take over?
Awesome. So my name, like you said, is Maya Tyler. I am a coach, a life coach for widowed moms and women that are also not moms. But my focus is, you know, authentically connecting with widowed moms. I'm also a widow myself. I was widowed back in 2009. I was married. I had two children, and I was widowed by a tragic accident. You know, my husband passed away instantly after tripping and falling while he was, you know, in a backward relay race. So I always say that my life summed up in one sentence at that moment was, you know, he tripped and fell and was gone. And that left me with an 18-month-old baby and a 6-year-old boy who I had to look in their faces and tell them, you know, daddy's not coming back. So being 27 years old at that time, was devastating for me because everything that was in my future, everything that lie ahead of me, everything that was my present had to do with the partnership that we created and the things that we had planned together in that marriage. And so I did not, you know, I felt cheated, obviously. Like, you know, I did everything right, you know, I tried not to be a single mom. I tried to you know, have the two-parent home and do the things that, you know, you're supposed to do to not become a statistic. And here I was still a single mother. And the reason I decided to life coach in the first place was because as a young widow, there weren't a lot of spaces that I felt connected to. In the church, a lot of the widowed people were, you know, seniors. And that was really hard to connect to because they didn't have the same hurdles and issues that I had in everyday life raising two young boys. It was also, I didn't find a whole lot of social media or, you know, organizations where the people in it I felt connected to. You know, being a woman of color, being a woman who's young, being a woman raising boys, I just didn't see myself clientele or their representatives. And so I just didn't feel like they, you know, I did, you know, try them, of course, but I just didn't feel like they understood or got me. So I decided to be the answer to the problem and just try to connect to those women and give them, you know, what it was they were missing. Even in therapy, you know, the biggest complaint with therapy and widowhood is you know, usually that woman or that therapist is, you know, they are partners. They have a relationship. They're married. And so, you know, the complaint is you're going to sit there with a whole husband and tell me everything's going to be okay. Like, they don't get you. They don't connect with you. And it's hard for you to believe them that it's going to be okay because they haven't been through what you've been through. So that's why I decided to be in this world.
This is really awesome that you're doing this. Yes, and it's greatly needed. And being a, you know, a recent widow myself, as soon as I seen that you were a widow coach, I was just like, wow, this is amazing. You know, this is amazing that you said yes, and this was a part of your purpose. And so what is a widow coach? And why did you decide that the widow coaching was like, that was it, like, yes, this is it? I heard you speak on, you know, having a therapist and the church and everything like that, and them not being able to relate. So how did you initiate the widow coach?
So a widow coach is basically a life coach that is tailored specifically to widows. So I'm a certified life coach. The difference between coaching and therapy are the reasons I decided to become a life coach in the first place. So there's this analogy that people give you, you know, when they tell you about the difference between coaching and therapy. And the analogy goes, oh, you're walking down the street and you fall in a hole. A doctor will come along and say, you know, what hurts? You know, what can I do? And, you know, you tell them what hurts. They give you medicine. Oh, call me back in 2 weeks. You're still in the hole, though. A therapist walks by and says, oh, you know, when did this start hurting and how does it make you feel? And you talk about it, yet you're still in the hole, and they keep walking and you come back every week and tell them about it. A coach will actually jump down in the hole with you and show you how they got out. And that's the difference between a coach and a therapist. And that's the reason I decided, yes, that's what I want to be. I want to help people actually take action and move forward out of the hole. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely. I can actually relate to that as being a coach myself, and you explained it wonderfully. So absolutely, and thank you. Thank you for saying yes, because even myself now, you know, have to relate with being a widow and, you know, having someone like you be present and able to help others get through this, it's a blessing. And so you've been on the CW channel recently. What were you on there about?
So they have this awesome show called The Connect Network, where women are empowering women and highlighting things that women are doing in the world right now. And my partner, Viary Brandon, who is an amazing part of our dynamic duo with Widow Coaching and Women Empowerment, she has a show called Widowed and Winning. And so I was on there as an example of a widow who's winning and talking about my entrepreneurship, talking about my my accomplishments, and talking about when I was speaking at Camp Widow this last year. So it was an amazing experience.
Thank you. So congratulations on your book going bestseller on Amazon. What was that like for you?
Oh, my goodness. That was such an amazing experience, because you see these people with these number one bestsellers and you're on the bestseller list, and you just don't, you know, as a everyday person, you don't imagine that that could be you. You think, oh, you know, there have to be a bajillion books that are bought, and, you know, you have to be a celebrity to go bestseller. And having it happen to me was just amazing, and I'm so grateful. I went bestseller in 5 different categories, which was just stellar and outstanding, and I just can't wait to write the next one.
Congratulations. And that's international bestselling author, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Congratulations. What is one thing you'd like widows to take away from your contribution to the world as a coach and a widow advocate?
I would like them to know that there is hope. A lot of being a widow is the hopelessness, the feelings of, you know, is this just going to be my life now? Do I just have to accept being alone? Do I just have to accept that no one's ever going to love me like my husband did? You know, am I always going to get these looks from people when they see me in the store with my kids and I don't have a ring on? They're like, oh, I wonder if her kids all have the same father, you know, just all the things that feel extremely hopeless about being a widow and the things that kill your joy about life and the things that, you know, the depression that steals your idea of a future, all of that, I want them to take away that there is hope and you have the keys to the prison that grief can be. You have the keys. So that's what I want them to take away.
This is really, really good, especially being a young mother at that, you know, raising two boys. I just respect your strength and the grit to get up and continue to stand and not be defeated in this. Do you still feel like you're a widow on your widow journey now that you are pre-partner and have a whole new life? What is that like for you?
Okay, yes, I do, actually, because I honestly believe in once a widow, always a widow. And as depressing and negative as that sounds, widowhood is a journey that a lot of us are going to go on, whether we like it or not. You know, no one lives forever, so a lot of us are going to be one at one time. And my repartnership is what I call it because I'm not married, but I've been living with and raising and loving the relationship of my partner and I. We've been together for about 10 years now. We have a daughter together, so that makes three kids for me. I do feel that I'm still a widow because there was the time that I sat in being a widow and not having a steady relationship, not having, you know, all of the, I guess, people would see as perks of being partnered. I remember those years. And they were years, and I can definitely still connect. I can still help with the mistakes that I made, can help them not make them or at least not feel judged about them. There's so much in our diaspora, so to speak, as far as widowhood, that is judged. We are in a fishbowl. You know, can you date? Can you make your own money decisions? Should you move? Can you parent? Are you okay? All those things are now people that knew, liked, and trusted you before when you were married. Now they're questioning everything about everything that you do. So I definitely remember that. I definitely still deal with some of that. And being repartnered really and truly only added definitely other shenanigans that happened within the widowhood life. So definitely still a widow, yes.
Well, this is really good. Do you have any upcoming or ongoing events that you would like us to know about?
Yes. Right now, in my courses, the overall courses I offer called Widow Academy and Bounce Back Academy. Bounce Back Academy is doing a new thing this year where we're having workshops every month. So our January is almost over. My partner, I mentioned her before, Viary Brandon Nettlesford. I'm sorry, I should make sure I say her whole name. She is recently married. I'm so happy for her. Recently remarried. I'm so happy for her. But she was also a widow, and she's doing the hosting the January workshops. You can definitely, I will point you in the direction of those if anybody still wants to sign up for those. There's one more happening this Monday coming up. And I will be doing the next one in February, which is going to be about being widowed and dating in the month of romance or being alone in the month of romance and all of the complications and frustrations therein. So I can't wait. I've got lovely and wonderful guests that are also widows that are either dating or repartnered or decidedly not dating. It's going to be amazing. So I'm so glad that you brought that up.
This is amazing. All of the information that you're bringing us is very much needed. And I'm excited. I'm excited to have met you. I thank you for being on my show as a special guest. I know we will be connecting more. How can widows looking for a coach or looking for your book connect with you, your social media handles, any website?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. My website actually was just redone. It is widowsdobounceback.com, so they can definitely reach the questionnaires and all the things that, you know, they would need to go through to see if a widow coaches for them first, because one thing I don't do is force coaching on everybody. You know, it's an acquired thing. It's one of those things that you decide for yourself when you're ready. I get that, you know, sentiment sometimes where people are like, oh, well, what if, you know, I'm a widow yesterday, or what if, you know, I'm still in the, you know, grieving process, and do you, like, not condone therapy? No, I absolutely condone the therapy and, you know, getting to a place where you're ready to move forward. And if you're in that place, definitely come find me, and you're looking for a coach, definitely come find me on my website. You can also reach my website from my Instagram, which is The Bounce Back Project. And my book is also reachable on my handle in the Bounce Back Project on Instagram, and you can also find it on Amazon.com.
Okay, and please give us the title of your book again for those who may just be joining us so that they can purchase your book.
Oh, absolutely. The book is called Bounce Back Better, How to Win After Great Loss.
Thank you so much. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open it up to our listening audience. I would like for anyone who has a question, you all can feel free to speak or ask your questions to Maya Tyler now. Please keep your phone muted if you have no questions, okay, because we're trying to avoid the background noise. So I'm getting ready to open the line to everyone, and keep your own phones muted if you don't have a question. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bernadette.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. I became a widow in 2020 through the pandemic. I lost my husband through the pandemic. And it's been trying. I have children, older children, and I also have two, mid-age children. It's been trying. I've been with my husband. He was my high school sweetheart. We've been together since we were 15 years old. And, just to be able to bounce back has been a lot, you know, and navigating through life being a single parent and making sure that we keep a roof over our head and food in our mouth, you know, because you've become the sole provider.
Absolutely.
So there's just a lot that goes to becoming a widow that people don't understand, but there also is the triumph and the strength. And I want to say, you know, Maya, I really appreciate, you know, the work you've done. And just years and years ago, you know, when people needed it back then also, you know, you speak so passionately and so eloquent, your life out there for the world to see. I applaud you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm sorry about your husband.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, but with friends and family, you push forward and you just try to find your happiness again. He's been gone since 2020. I haven't dated yet. I've been asked. And if you guys don't mind hitting on that topic of dating, and then, you know, because you hit on a wide realm of things when you said, you know, families and friends, things get different. You know, people treat you different, you know, when you truly are so much stronger than you were to begin with.
Yep, I agree with that. Definitely, I don't know how much time we have today to go into the whole dating spider web, but like I was saying before, if you're interested, definitely attend the workshop. Where I don't want to call it a workshop because we're going to be playing games and like talking girl talk. I call it Galentine's. But we're going to be doing that for February, for every Monday in February, because Valentine's Day falls on a Monday this year. So every Monday I'm going to have four different Galentine's get-togethers, and we're going to talk about all that stuff. So I can definitely point you in the direction of my Instagram so you can see those updates and how to join.
That'll be awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. My Instagram, for anybody that just came on, is thebouncebackproject.com. I'm sorry, not .com. The Bounce Back Project, just a little at sign like Instagram does.
Thank you, Maya. Is there anyone else that would like to ask Maya a question while we have her on the line?
I would like to, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Hi, my name is Ayana, and I am calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I have really enjoyed this conversation. Congratulations to you, Maya. I think that you are amazing. My question is, do you have a book or a project that you are planning for the future where you can help other widows to maybe gain income from selling books and, you know, put their pain on paper to help them with the healing process? And I'm an author and a book coach, so that's why I asked the question. Will you be giving other people the opportunity to do as you did, healing quicker with their writing?
Absolutely. You are in my head. I am working on a project right now, and that's exactly what I want to do, because widowhood is one of those life hurdles that, you know, really deserves a space in the regular life. Everybody needs to know about what's going on here, not just because, you know, it's a trying time or we have so much to deal with, but because more than likely at some point everyone's going to be one. So, you plan on dying hand in hand, everyone at some point that gets married has to face this reality. So being prepared, or having someone to connect to while this is your reality, or being able to put your pain to purpose by, you know, becoming a window for someone else to see through, or an outstretched hand for someone else to hold on to when they don't feel like, you know, anyone in their immediate circle or in their immediate family or right outside their door can connect. They can open a book and read and feel connected, definitely. So I'm working on an anthology now. And if, you know, that information is going to be out very soon, where if you would like to try your hand at writing a book an excerpt of your story or putting, you know, your pain in some place on a platform where other people can connect. And you'd like to also be a bestseller, because we are definitely going bestseller again if you want to be a widowpreneur, as I call it, trademark. definitely look out for that information that's going to be coming out in my Instagram, which is, again, The Bounce Back Project. Thank you, Ayana.
Thank you. That was amazing.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak with Maya while we have her? And please mute your phones for any background noise, please. Thank you. Anyone else?
Well,
okay. Yes.
Yes. Chanel, how did you become a life coach, and could you tell us a little bit about your story?
Sure, I can do that for you all. So I became a life coach. I got certified back in 2018, and I've always had a heart and passion to help other people in any way I could. And so I got certified because it just made sense. And it was random, literally, that the certification program came to me. So I got certified, and I wrote books as well. I'm also an international best-selling author. Ayana is actually one who assisted me in that, becoming an international best-selling author through an anthology, Free from Silence, that talked about, my relationship and breaking toxic cycles and things like that. But as far as, I'm going to keep it short, you know, for the sake of Maya as well being our guest speaker today. But my story is that my husband had a heart transplant, and he had it 3 years ago, and we had just celebrated his three-year anniversary. He started having some difficulties with the transplanted heart back in 2020. And long story short with him, he ended up getting vaccinated, and it was something that they were pushing on him, you know, because in the beginning they really didn't know. And so they told everybody, if you are dealing with any type of underlying conditions and things like that, that you were one that should get it. Well, for him, he was one that should not have gotten it because of him having his underlying conditions. And so it caused him to leave me within like 3 months after being fully vaccinated. And so, you know, now I am a 45-year-old widow as well. And that's why I honor and respect what Maya is doing. And, you know, I will be reaching out to her to see if we can actually do another podcast touching on some of the other topics within, such as dating and, you know, things like that, family structures for the mothers, because she's a mom, a young mom as well, you know. And so I'll also see if there's any resources and things like that. I'm a widow also. So let's, you know, just stick together, follow each other, support each other in our work, but just know that each and every last one of us here has a purpose in our journeys, or not to be lived in vain. They are to be lived on purpose. Maya, and thank you much for asking me that, Bernadette. Is there anything else that you would like to say to the audience that are listening today? Any encouraging words? You know, you can also give them your handle again. I know you said it was the Project Bounce Back.
The Bounce Back Instagram. Project.
The Bounce Back Project for Instagram. So please go and follow Maya, you know, because, again, this is something that I would love to continue to support you in as well. But, yeah, if there's anything you would like to say, if you would like to ask me anything as well, Maya, you're welcome to do that too. And give us some words of encouragement.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chanel, for having me on your show. Your show is much needed and amazing, talking about selfless love. That's definitely something that as women and natural nurturers, we need lessons in how to love selflessly. But as far as anything encouraging that I would have to say to widows is I would say the thing I always say, who is your next you? You know, constantly, not just, you know, oh, I'm going to reinvent myself because I'm widowed, but as you're constantly learning, as you're constantly growing, as you're constantly becoming who it is that God has you to be, there are always going to be new places to pivot. There's always going to be new adventures, regardless of whether you're partnered or not. And to be looking forward to and be excited about who that is and what God has for you, because he doesn't have lack and sorrow and hopelessness for you. Everything is an opportunity to move forward. Everything is an opportunity to grow and be what he has you to be. And sometimes he takes what's in our hands so that our hands are open for him to give us more. I definitely want you to always be thinking about who is your next you? How are you going to get there? And what can you do today to be more of what God has for you?
Thank you so very much. Powerful. Is there anyone else that would like to speak or say something? You are so welcome. To Maya, I would like to give you all one more chance, any of our listening audience. If you have not already done so and would like to speak or ask Maya a question, this is the time to do so.
Yes. Hi. How you doing? Chanel, I'm so happy that I tuned into your podcast today to listen to Maya. I didn't know quite what it was going to be until I heard widow. And I sat up and I'm like, let me listen. Just let me listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been a widow since 2013, and it changed me. how can I say? I think that I want to say this. I think that for me, because, you know, life gives you, you know, all types of good and bad and, you know, and uncertainty and everything. But when you've been married, of course, you have your good and bad times and everything. But for me, before my husband passed, it was almost like I was a widow before he passed. And I didn't realize mm-hmm. that because I hadn't, like, you know, we were, like, living in the same house going two different ways. Do you understand? And so a lot of things started to come up in which I could not afford to stay in that toxic relationship because I saw what was happening. But I asked God to change me. I asked the Lord to search me and change me so that I could see more with sober eyes. And so gave me that blessing. He gave me that blessing. I've been sober through him because I gave my life to the Lord. God had delivered me from alcohol, and I'm going to say this. And it's 20 years now, and I just thank him for that. But he allowed me to see more than what I was just seeing in my circle. And so when my husband, when I left my husband to get myself together and to let him find him, because God was telling me that I was in his way of helping my husband. So he removed me, and he was able to get in there and help my husband. And my husband had to, he fell and broke his back, and that's what sat him down. And he was able then at that point for his relationship and the Lord's relationship to come together. And it bonded like no other. The last 5 years of my marriage while my husband was alive was the best 5 years ever, because he, you know, he followed the Lord. And so when my husband told me that he wasn't feeling well, because when he broke his back, he had to get a lot of surgeries going on. So we just thought that it was that because he didn't show any other signs that it was much, much more serious. And so one day I just saw him just eating candy. I'm going to go to sleep with it, wake up with it in the middle of the day, all day. And I'm like, wait a minute. And so when I was noticing this, I said, Dana, I said, you're eating too much sugar. I said, what is going on? He said, I don't know. Because when he asked God to deliver him out of his addiction, we thought that he was just replacing the candy for one of his addictions. But it was my serious in that he had stomach cancer, and he had just retired, and you know, we had just set to travel to visit, you know, Chanel and my other children, and you know, we were just set and thanking God for, you know, him getting both of us together, you know, because we were new creatures in Christ at this point, and I still am as well. And so when my husband, we've gone to the hospital, and they were doing all types of tests, and they just could not find out what was wrong with him. And the last test they took was up a GI for his stomach, and that's when they found the carcinoma. And so his last 5 years of our lives with Christ, with our children, grandchildren, all, like I said, we were renewing our relationship. You know, we were finding each other again. And so that courting came in, and it was happy. It was so fun and happy because I had a different husband. You see, I had a different husband. I didn't have the world's husband. I had a godly husband. And like I said, that was the beginning as well as the end. But it set me apart. It truly set me apart. The time came for, you know, when my husband passed. And he passed in my arms at the hospital, you know, while we were saying prayer with him. And you know, I just never look back in the world. Like I said, it's going on 9 years that he's been gone, and I just been celibacy. I just been, you know, just, you know, my, you know, start stressing my relationship with the Lord. Now, I did at some point get to talk to a lot of people who had just lost their husband or, you know, a couple years in between, and it's the hardest thing because each, you know, death is different. You know what I'm saying? Each death is different. And you, sometimes you just don't know what to say. And so I kind of pulled back from that. And I was just, you know, touching bases and listening to different people. And then on, of course, my Facebook, they start popping up widows conference. And if you want to be a widow, not really a therapist, if you want to help somebody in that. So I was stretching my head to this point. So I was telling Chanel about the widow's certification while she was going through her certification as well. She was like, Mommy, you know, you need to look into it, you know, see what you want to do. But I thank God for today. I'm going to cut everything short. I thank God for today because there's a reason why I came back on. You all came back on. I was able to hear you, Maya, Chanel, and all the listening audience, you know, ask the questions because they did pop up a couple of times with me. But the world is so funny. I don't know. You know, I try not to use the word fear, but caution. You know, caution to the wind. But it's hard. It's hard to get back into that thing because, you know, do I want to go through that again? You know, not to cause any negative first, you know, but it's just the world is just changing. And so, you know, at my age now, and I'm still young, you know, I thought about it a couple of times. So if you have any more information on that, like the last speaker said, I'd like to get some more information as well.
Absolutely. We'll make sure that you get it too. And thank you so much for sharing your story, your testimony as well. Maya?
Absolutely. There's so much that can be said. You touched on so many things. The being changed and set apart, the wanting to know more about helping others and the coaching piece. There really is, and how every death is different. It really is. I like that every death is different because in coaching and in counseling and being there for people and they tell their stories, God is always in the story. It's just amazing to see how intimate and specific he is with us. And the way he shows us that he loves us and is there for us and turns our tragedy into triumph, it's amazing. So I'm standing in my story. I'm happy and grateful you're standing in your story, and we'll definitely get you some information about life certification if that's what you're looking for, life coaching.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Crystal Martin. And I too want to express my sincere gratitude for even having this platform and Maya, everything that you do. I was really hesitant to say anything because my husband passed back in 2014. And so in a lot of ways, I think, okay, you should already be over everything that's going on. But just hearing other women, and like you said earlier, not having a platform where you can identify with people makes you feel sometimes as if your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts are not warranted or that you should be feeling some other way by now. So, again, thank you for this platform. And if I had one question to ask, for those who are recently widowed and some like me who have been widowed for a number of years and still trying to get off that platform, what would you say is the first step to the healing, to the restoration, to going on with your new life?
Okay. I love everything you said. My husband passed in 2009. So I'm going on 13 years as a widow, and I definitely understand overstand what you say when you're saying that you feel like your grief is old. You feel like your grief, you know, is people are tired of it by now. So you feel like you don't really have a space to be like, well, you know, it's his birthday and I still feel they're like, you know, you're over it, you're okay. Or even when you repartner, people are like, oh, you're over it, you're okay. And to be absolutely honest, grief has no timeline and you never get over death. You just don't. You learn to live with it. You learn to live through it, but you don't get over it. You just carry it on your back like the backpack that's your life, and you pack it into the experiences that make you who you are next. As far as the first
step, I would say, into healing and moving forward would be to begin to label your feelings and sit in them. Our brains, I'm going to get a little bit therapist technical, our brains are like a conveyor belt, and they have emotions that go by, you know, one by one, and all of them are valid, but the ones that we ignore basically get backed up. And they get backed up because when we feel them, oh, gosh, here comes tears, or, oh, gosh, here comes, you know, random grief or anxiety, we stuff it down. Our brain is like, I don't know what to do with that. So we stuff it down and we move on, and we try to muscle our way through it, and we don't acknowledge those feelings. Somewhere along the line, we have been told that those feelings are taboo, inappropriate, not welcome in normal space and functionality, and so we stuff them down. Step I would say is to label those feelings and dig deep about why you feel that way. The most highlighted one for me was the feeling of it's not fair. I felt that, and it was so hard to get to because I wasn't sure why I was angry about things. I'm like, I'm so angry. I would get angry about taking the trash out, get angry about mowing the lawn. And the deep down feeling was, why are you so angry, Maya? And it was because I felt like it wasn't fair. Well, why isn't it fair? You keep digging. Well, it's not fair because I was supposed to have my husband here doing these things for me, and now I don't. And then your brain goes, oh. So if you're angry and because you feel like it's not fair because you're missing something, let's process how we can fix that. Now your brain knows how to fix it. It's like, okay, well, who could we get to help you with this so you don't have to even look at it? You don't have to do it at all. And you're like, oh, well, you know, my dad has passed away year before last, but at that time it was him. He would come over and take the trash out and show the boys how to take the trash out. He would come over and mow the lawn and show the boys how to do it. And a little piece of me in that space of it's not fair was able to heal and reconcile with, you know what, it's not fair that my husband is gone, but God saw fit that I had a way. God saw fit that I had my dad. And it healed a little bit. So I would say, Once again, to label your feelings, dig deep and sit in those feelings and let your brain do its job once you've labeled that feeling so that you can break it down and move forward. I call it unpack and attack in my coaching. So I'm glad you asked that question.
Thank you so much.
Very powerful question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was. So that reminded me of something that I'll share with you all. So my husband passed away, it's 7 months, it'll be 8 months next month. And so I literally had a humongous grasshopper come in my house, okay? Now, I'm the type that I don't do bugs, bees, or any of that. And so I literally just started, I felt something by my head. And when I went to go shake and turned around and shut the door, It was like on the doorknob. So it's on the doorknob by the closet going towards outside. Okay. So once I noticed it was there, it was like, well, how can I run out to get help? Because it's by the doorknob. It's on the doorknob, right? So I just started bawling. I'm like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm crying. And I'm like, ah. So I called the rent office and I'm asking for them to, you know, I called the emergency line. Okay. I'm like, this is an emergency. I need you to please get somebody over here. And I'm just crying and crying because it hit me like he's not here. You know, I can't call him to tell him to get this big old green, I'm talking about bright green and humongous thing out of my house.
Yeah.
So I had to girdle up and I'm like, Father God, really? Like, really? You have a humongous bug like this? This is my chest? So I was crying. I called my mom on FaceTime. I'm like, help me. And she's like, you can do it. You can do it. So I had to run out of the house. I had to step over fear, conquer it just to go and run to the maintenance, to the management office to get maintenance to help me. And I'm bawling. But it's those things and in those moments where you really honestly not only have to come to acceptance and deal with the reality, step over those fears and believe, you know, and walk in it and trust in the Lord through the process.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So I just thank you. Yes, I just thank you. And it's just, this is a journey for real, but we have to look at it as, like you said, Maya, a beautiful journey. Because mm-hmm. when God takes something away, he makes sure that he gives you more,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so I'm grateful to have you. If there's anyone else that would like to ask Maya any questions, you can do so now. And if not, we are going to say thank you so much, Maya, for being here on the show. You are phenomenal. I just wish you many a blessing. Bless your journey. Bless your walk. Bless the women that come into your path. Ayana, thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being a blessing to Selfless Love and all the women and everything that you do. All the widows and everyone who is listening, you know, I just continue to pray for each and every last one of us. And I continue to ask God to be our provider, our comforter, our healer, our friend. And, you know, to cover us and protect us and give us any and everything that we need above and beyond what we can even imagine.
Amen.
So I just thank you all, and I just say blessings. I ask right now, Lord, that you continue to cover us, direct our path. No harm or danger shall come to us, our families, or anyone connected to us. I pray for the schools. I pray for the jobs, the cars, the homes, and everything that we touch, Lord. I pray over our finances because we are in need. When we go and we serve, Father God, we trust and depend on you to provide for us so that we can do great things for the kingdom of God. So I just love you all and thank you for being a part of the Selfless Love Talk Show. Until next time, bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having. We appreciate
Absolutely.
It. We love you.